This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
We've been reporting President Trump wants prisoners back on the rock. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, good morning. I think I was 2 years old when that prison shut down, and we're opening it back up again. It seems like a really weird idea.
Are you there?
I'm here, and you're there.
Okay.
And Alcatraz is out there in the water.
It is. And the president says that he wants to rebirth it as a symbol for law, order, and justice. And I think it's going to be a symbol, but it's not going to be a federal lockup. He wants, you know, to bring it back to life. Eric, that's impossible. It was closed in 1963. What? Because it didn't work then, and it's not going to work now. They don't even have water out there. They have to import the water. It would be expensive. It would be cumbersome. But it is making a point, and one is that he's not backing down on locking people up, whether it be in the United States or in El Salvador.
Yeah, well, you mentioned you can't do it because of various reasons. The sewer system's not up to date, the water system. Buildings are crumbling over there. If you have a president who's promising to cut the budget, that sounds like a budget buster right there.
Oh, it is. And that's why something like that wouldn't get through Congress, let alone the time it would take to get it going. It's just one of those things where he's making a statement. And he's not the only one making a statement when it comes to prisons in the Bay Area. Our own governor, Gavin Newsom, is doing a makeover, as he sees it, of San Quentin, probably the second most famous prison in California after Alcatraz. And what he wants to do is spend, and he is spending, $240 million to transform it into a Scandinavian-style prison that would come complete with farmers market, podcast studios, and even food trucks. As a way of saying we can revitalize people, we can bring them back into society in a healthy, functioning way. Donald Trump is saying people are beyond that, some people are beyond that, and need to be locked up on the rock, which the last time we looked at it was a movie location. I just don't see it happening.
It's one of those ideas, and of course Governor Newsom is calling it Distraction Monday. Go ahead.
Well, it is. Let's take a look at what the president's done in the last couple of days. He's put out the idea of getting rid of Veterans Day and rechristening it World War I Victory Day. I'm not sure that's going over with a lot of people. And then over the weekend, he tweeted out that artificial intelligence image of him as Pope in the Catholic Church, while the Catholic Church is mourning the loss of the recent Pope Francis. I mean, you know, he better come up with a Distracted Monday. Otherwise, it was going to be a pretty hard hit. Everybody is out there, you know, they make their political pitches. And this time, he decided to make it with Alcatraz. Only in this case, I think it's showing that the new Birdman of Alcatraz might just be a little cuckoo when it comes to reopening that jail.
I want you to remember, folks, who said that? It was Phil Mateer, KCBS insider.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.